Chapter 15 Bales Fall Friendship Book Festival. Book-loving ponies from every corner of Equestria spilled out of the tiny bookshops and crowded the streets with energy and laughter. Friends helped each other peruse the titles, choosing stories for one another from the beautiful traveling library carts that Applejack had built, parked outside of each shop. Bales had never looked so alive. "Butter my flank and call me a biscuit!" Applejack looked around at the activity with pride. The brim of her brown cowpony hat flapped in the fresh fall breeze. "I really wasn't sure we could pull this all together in time, but y'all were right!" The friends all laughed and nodded in agreement.
"These book ponies sure know how to party!"
Pinkie Pie marveled.
"Woohoo! Book party!"
She threw her hooves in the air and squealed in approval. She turned to Twilight.
"I thought you said they were shy."
They just weren't used to other ponies yet. But thanks to Fluttershy's Confidence Workshop, I think they're feeling open to a lot more, Twilight smiled. Isn't that right?
Oh, yes,
Fluttershy nodded with a proud smile. Her pink mane fell over her eye. They'll be ready to take those book carts out on the roads across Equestria in no time.
Twilight,
Saddle Stitch and Paper Buck came trotting up to them.
Have you chosen anything yet?
The ponies of Bales were so incredibly grateful for Twilight's discovery and dedication to helping them that they wanted to thank her. The table of contents had agreed to grant her special permission to take any books that she wanted home with her. The princess was spoiled for choice.
"You know," Twilight admitted to her new pals, "I've decided not to take any books."
Paperbuck raised his eyebrows in concern. Saddle Stitch shifted back and forth on her hooves.
"Even though it is an incredibly tempting offer, you have no idea how tempting. I have a better one," Twilight smirked. She held her hoof out to the ponies. "Every time I want a new book, I think I'll come back and visit you."
Twilight pointed to Moondancer, who was laughing as she explained something from a book to a group of Bales ponies. They hung on her every word. "So will Moondancer."
"Really?"
Saddle Stitch's eyes were wide.
"Of course,"
Twilight Sparkle winked, bursting with love and pride.
"We're friends, right?"
"Right," Paperbuck and Saddle Stitch laughed in unison. They held up their hooves in a cheer. "To friends from afar." After moons of isolation, the ponies and Bales would finally have the chance to meet multitudes of new ponies from afar. And in return, the beautiful collection of books full of ancient knowledge and intrigue would expand new hearts and minds instead of collecting dust on a shelf. It was better than any story Twilight had ever read. And it was real. This has been a Hachette Audio production of My Little Pony, Twilight Sparkle and the Forgotten Books of Autumn. Written by GM Barrow. Read by Tracy Petrillo. Produced and directed by Elise Green. Recorded by Michelle Figueroa. Post-production by Chris Howerton. Twilight Sparkle and the Forgotten Books of Autumn is also available in print and digital formats from Little Brown & Company, a division of Hachette Book Group. For more Hachette Audio productions, visit us at hachetteaudio.com. Thank you for listening. Hasbro and its logo, My Little Pony, and all related characters are trademarks of Hasbro and are used with permission. Copyright 2016 Hasbro, all rights reserved. Audio production copyright 2016 Hachette Audio, all rights reserved. Hachette Book Group supports the right to free expression and the value of copyright. The purpose of copyright is to encourage writers and artists to produce the creative works that enrich our culture. The duplicating, uploading, and distribution of this book without permission is a theft of the author's intellectual property. If you would like permission to use material from the book, other than for review purposes, please contact permissions@hbgusa.com. Thank you for your support of the author's rights. This audiobook is a work of fiction. Names, characters, places, and incidents are either the product of the author's imagination or are used fictitiously, and any resemblance to actual persons, living or dead, events, or locales is entirely coincidental.